Don't blame the body. Don't let the devil steal your honor, which God gave you. If we wish, the body can be a great tool to restrain the reckless impulses of the soul, to diminish pride, to keep arrogance in check, to aid us in our greatest acts of virtue. Don't tell me about those who have lost their minds. We often see horses, after they've thrown off their drivers, charging over cliffs with their reins, yet we don't blame the reins. For it's not the reins breaking that caused it all, but the ruin of everything was the driver not controlling them properly. So think similarly in this situation. If you see a young person living without parents and doing countless evil things, don't blame the body, but the driver who's being dragged along, that is, the person's ability to reason. For as the reins cause no trouble to the driver, but the driver is the source of all the mischief through his improper handling, so it is in our case. I, say the reins, made the horse's mouth bleed as long as you controlled me, but since you discarded me, I demand payment for your disregard, and I wrap around you, dragging you with me, so I don't face the same treatment again. So let no one blame the reins but themselves and their flawed thinking. For we too have a driver, reason, and the reins are the body, connecting the horses with the driver. If these are well conditioned, you'll face no harm. But if you let them loose, you've destroyed and ruined everything. Let's be disciplined then, and place all blame not on the body, but on the wicked mind. For this is the devil's specific strategy, to make foolish people blame the body, God, and their neighbors, rather than their own twisted minds, so they won't discover the source of their problems and free themselves from the root of their evils.